I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. The Flexners. Abraham Flexner, 1866 to 1959, was an American educator who influenced medicine and where medicine was taught, the medical schools, more than any other individual during this time. His work reformed medicine and higher education, and we owe him a great debt. His brother, Simon Flexner, was also quite renowned and was a pathologist. This is their story. Abraham Flexner studied at Johns Hopkins University, then Harvard, and then the University of Berlin. He did not get a graduate degree. He founded and led a college preparatory school in Louisville, Kentucky, his hometown, in which he opposed the standard model of education at the time, which focused on mental discipline and rigid structure. He promoted small learning groups, individual development, and a hands-on approach. He published a quite critical assessment of the poor state of American educational system in 1908 entitled The American College, A Criticism. He was particularly critical of the university lecture as a method of instruction. He didn't say anything about podcasts. Flexner was critical about the chaotic condition of the undergraduate curriculum and influence of the research culture of the university. He felt that neither contributed to the mission of the college or to address the whole person. This attracted the attention of the Carnegie Foundation to fund, commission, an evaluation of the quality of medical schools in the United States and Canada. There is a backstory that Henry Pritchett, president of the Carnegie Foundation, was looking for someone to lead a series of studies for the professional education. Flexner's book consistently cited Pritchard in discussions of educational reform, and the two soon arranged to meet through the then president of Johns Hopkins University. It is often said that one of the members of the Carnegie Foundation first encountered the Flexner idea on a cruise ship and was taken by Flexner's work. I don't know if that is true or not. In any event, Flexner never had set foot inside a medical school, but soon joined the research staff at the Carnegie Foundation in 1908. Flexner was not a physician, a scientist, or a medical educator, but was selected by Pritchard for his writing ability and his disdain for traditional education. It was thought by some that not being a physician or part of the in crowd might be an objective advantage in surveying the medical education at the time. Abraham Flexner published the influential book-length study report on medical education in 1910 entitled Medical Education in the United States and Canada, a report for the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching. This review of 155 medical schools in the U.S. and Canada, he visited each one personally, sparked medical education reform and castigated American medical schools for their commercialism and very low standards. Most of the rural medical schools, and all but two of the African American medical colleges, Howard and Meharry, closed. Thus, nearly half the medical schools merged or were closed outright, and some doctors were even jailed. Most of these medical schools often had no curriculum and no entry criteria for their students. Flexner felt that medical students had, quote, little time to stop, read, work, or think, end of quote. Flexner was called the severest critic and the best friend American medicine ever had. Flexner gave praise to the medical schools at Western Reserve, Michigan, Wake Forest, McGill, Toronto, and especially Johns Hopkins, which he described as the model for medical education. The Flexnerian Revolution included the following. Medical schools should be university-based. Faculty was to be engaged in original research with an army of full-time instructors. Students would participate in active learning through laboratory study and real clinical work. There would be an entrance standard for students. There would be an expansion of the curriculum, time, and topics. There would be a proliferation of new hospital facilities and affiliations. A bureaucratic administration structure would have to be developed, and there would need to be a contract with the public. Flexner soon conducted a study of medical education in Europe. Between 1912 and 1925, he served on the Rockefeller Foundation's General Education Board. In 1930, Flexner persuaded the Bamberger siblings and their representatives, heirs to a department store fortune, to fund the development of an Institute for Advanced Study. This famous institute, next to Princeton, was headed by Flexner from 1930 to 1939. It possessed a renowned faculty, including Gödel, von Neumann, Einstein, and others. Simon Flexner was the brother of Abraham, one of nine children born to German Jewish immigrants, and was a physician, scientist, and an administrator of some fame. Simon Flexner received his medical degree from Louisville Medical College and did postgraduate work in pathology at Johns Hopkins University Medical School, where he started teaching. Simon was professor of experimental pathology at the University of Pennsylvania, the oldest medical school in the U.S., from 1899 to 1903, and served as the first director of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research from 1901 to 1935. Later, the Rockefeller Institute became the Rockefeller University. Simon Flexner also served as a trustee of the Rockefeller Foundation and was a friend and advisor to John D. Rockefeller, Jr. Simon's scientific achievement ranged from study of poliomyelitis in monkeys to the development of a serum treatment for meningitis. Two of his laboratory assistants later became directors of Memorial Hospital and the Sloan-Kettering Institute. Species of bacteria, Shigella flexneri, was named after him, and Simon was the first to describe the Flexner-Wintersteiner rosettes, a characteristic morphologic finding in retinoblastomas. In 1907, Simon Flexner read a paper at the University of Chicago on tendencies in pathology, where he indicated it would be possible in the near future for diseased organs to be substituted for healthy organs, now called transplantation. Simon's son became a renowned and prolific writer. Peyton Rouse gave Simon's obituary to the Fellows of the Royal Society in 1946.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.